News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, many categories of serious crime fell in Ireland in 2024, but sexual crimes, murders and threats to kill increased. And I'm joined now by Trina O'Connor, criminologist and lecturer in criminology, to discuss this further. Trina, can you explain these findings that you know, crime overall appeared to be dropping, but these particular categories of very serious crimes, not so?
Oh, good morning, Ciara. Thanks for having me on. I suppose whenever we look at crime, it's a complex situation to look at. So it's not just one thing. If it was one thing that was causing this uptick in violent crimes and sexual crimes, well, then we'd have the antidote, wouldn't we? So it's much more complex. So we have to look at it in the round. So some of the things, just some really practical reasons why we're seeing an uptick. So the really good work from Garda Síochána Conor, for example, in investigations and then leading to more convictions. We're also seeing a lot of historical sexual abuse crimes being convicted in the courts, and you see that almost weekly on the news. We have had an increase in population, but I suppose whenever we talk about the increase in violence, we have to look at what the risk factors are. And the risk factors for violence within society are things like lack of community cohesion and lack of community connectedness, antisocial behaviour, lack of community development, unsuitable housing where a large concentration of people are in a small space, lack of education, people who have experienced violence in their home are living with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences. And I suppose the message from all of that is, from my perspective as a community criminologist, is that we won't have peace on the streets until we have peace in the home. So it's about supporting people in their living standards and conditions and opportunities in life. And that will lead to safer communities. And I think there is a lot of work being done around safer communities right across the country in that regard.
Okay. Is one of the other issues around sexual crimes that victims are more willing to come forward now and report a sexual crime than they might have been previously?
Absolutely, Ciara. And again, that's down to the work of a lot of agencies like the Rape Crisis Centre and Women's Aid and all of these wonderful agencies that are supporting people. And it's not just, and Men's Aid also, because it's not just women who suffer sexual crimes. And on Garda Síochána Conor, so they've changed their approach around how they deal with people who are coming forward who have been a victim of a sexual crime like rape. Although we know the figures for rape trials are not where we would like them to be. Many of them fail. There's a huge percentage of them fail. But we are seeing improvements, and the improvement year after year. So that's why we are seeing more conviction in the courts.
Trina, what about things like addiction and also things like organised crime?
Yeah, that's the other thing as well. I suppose particularly in youth violence, we're seeing a lot of young people being groomed into organised crime gangs. And with them young people, Ciara, a lot of them would have what we call a dual status. So they would be both a criminal and also a victim of a crime, because they may be in what we call debt bondage to a dealer if they've been getting drugs off them and then they're in debt to them. They then may be asked to, well, told to do a violent act in order to pay off their debt. And that's where young people are used in things like drugs-related intimidation to intimidate a neighbourhood or to intimidate another young person, for example. And then also the age of adolescence. I mean, I'm sure you've spoken about the programme Adolescence.
Yes.
That was on Netflix. So we can't ignore the online space either. When we talk about community, we have to talk about the online community and some of the things that young people are being exposed to.
You're very clear then, all of these multifactorial things are feeding into to I suppose these crime statistics. You mentioned the antidote is education, community cohesion, all of those things, and that makes sense. That's a very long, slow, drawn out process to try and address those types of issues of social deprivation and a lack of connectedness and all of that. Are there any quick fixes that can reduce crime or no?
Well, I mean, you can interrupt crime. So you can interrupt crime with some of the community sanctions that we have, for example. So if it is with a young person, you can work with them on some sort of net widening project. So a diversion project that will work. And there's a lot of these projects going on, like the Department of Justice, to be fair to them, are doing a lot. So they have things like the bail supervision And a lot of this comes from the Green Town research that was done in University of Limerick, where they go top heavy when it comes to providing supports around young people that they identified as at risk for criminal drift. So they will intensively work, so they'll wrap the services. Wrapping services around young people will interrupt that cycle of career criminality.
Look, Trina, thank you very much for all of that. That is Trina O'Connor, their criminologist and lecturer in criminology.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.